You did.
You look really comfortable on nose tackle in a senior role. Is that what you envision yourself in the NFL?
Well, I could play either, you know, the nose tackle, the one technique, or the three technique. I played both in college, so I'm used to doing that kind of thing. Wherever a team needs me to play, I can play.
What'd you learn from Mike Patterson?
Oh, I learned a lot from Mike Patterson. He's a great tackle, you know, and I think I definitely learned how to work every day from Mike Patterson. You know, he's a great worker, and his techniques and things like that are very well, and I think I picked up a lot of that kind of stuff from him. I think that definitely helped me a lot. Just going out there and competing, I think, told a lot of teams a lot of things about me. Just, you know, not being scared to go out there and put everything on the line and do my best. I think it's helped a lot. You know, Coach Carroll's a great coach. You know, he takes time aside to talk to his players individually and tell them what they need to do and what they shouldn't do. And I think it's helped me and a lot of other guys a lot.
Which is an honor is having been voted the Morris Award twice.
That's a great honor. I believe only I'm one of like two people who have done it before. So that's a great honor, you know, and I hold that as one of the best awards, you know, because it's voted on by your peers and the people that you play against. So I hold that in high regard.
You had three defensive line coaches. You had Justin Ed Orgeron and Nick Holden, Justin Franklin in the middle. Was that difficult? Did there different philosophies on what you were doing?
Yeah, they did have different philosophies. You know, in Coach Carroll's scheme, you know, it's a scheme. So, you know, they have to fit their philosophy into his scheme. So that helped me. But, you know, they have different attitudes and they have different ways about coaching and teaching you things. Coach Orgeron's a harder style. You know, he's more of a yelling guy, get in your face and, you know, make sure that you do it. Jeffro's more of a laid back guy, you know, talk to you. And Coach Nick Holt, you know, he's a little mixture of both. So I don't think it was a problem, but it was definitely different styles. Definitely. You know, SC is kind of like a pro program, kind of, you know, and they bring guys in and guys leave and get better jobs and they come back. So I think that definitely helped me at the next level, being able to transition coaches at any time.
It's about time for a defensive tackle from Southern Cal to
draft him. My opinion might be kind of biased to that, man. So. Yeah, I definitely think some defensive linemen should be up there, especially tackles. You know, we have a hard job, and a lot of times, you know, the tackles don't get the credit for a lot of things that happen. But it's a part of the job description, so you know you have to expect that and play your game.
How much experience do you have playing in a two-gap system, and how comfortable are you making that move to a 3-4?
Well, actually, I'm pretty comfortable with that. Coach Carroll has implemented a 3-4 scheme in the last 2 years into our defense, which before was mainly 4-3. I've been playing a lot of zero technique, you know, playing a two-gap system, and I was actually pretty good at it. You know, I didn't know how I was gonna fare in the beginning, and it turned out that I was pretty good at it. So I'm very comfortable doing that as of now.
You didn't even acknowledge the things. Everybody thought there was gonna be a big drop off in Mike left. And there probably initially was some of that drop-off. Can you talk about where you were at that point in your progression?
Well, me and Coach Carroll have a great relationship, and now that you mention that, you know, after Mike left in the next year, came out, we played Hawaii. I had a horrible game against Hawaii, and Coach Carroll, you know, he called me into his office and sat me down. Was like, you know, we need you right now, and you know, you have to step up and you have to fill some big shoes. So the next week, you know, I went out and had great practices and worked hard, you know, because I didn't want to let him down as a coach. I didn't want to let my teammates down. So I came out and then had a great game the next week, and you know, it kept progressing and progressing. I progressively got better. I think with time, you know, with time out there on the field is what makes a player like myself better. You know, just getting out there doing things and getting acclimated to the whole system and how things are going to work.
He said there's no drop off now that you're playing as well as Mike ever played. Do you feel that?
He's definitely one of the players that I looked up to, him and Sean Cody alike. You know, it comes a time where it's your time, you know, and you got to step up and do your thing to the best of your ability. So I definitely think that I've played, you know, up to that standard, if not better at some points. Mike Patterson's a great tackle. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking anything from him, but I definitely feel like I played up to that.
Well, I could be made up of height and Caboo.
of a D tackle. But do you find that your height is more of an advantage when it comes to leverage?
That is totally correct. A lot of people, you know, like taller tackles and things like that. I think my height is just great. You know, you get these big 6'5 linemen, 6'6 linemen, and I can get up underneath them and, you know, uproot them out of what they're trying to do. And, you know, with great feet work and great hands and the leverage that you just spoke of, I think it works to my advantage a lot.
Nick Holt said that you could play any position on the D-line, but he said playing a nose tackle, you're probably going to have to beef up a little bit. Do you feel that you need to pack on some pounds to play nose tackle, or do you think that you can do it at 309?
I think I can do it at 309. You know, at 309, I'm moving fast, and there's very few of those guys who can keep up with me at 305. And I have no problem playing double teams, as you guys seen in the Senior Bowl and all through my career at SC. You know, I constantly took double teams, and I've never had a problem with it before, so I don't see why it should be a problem.
Were you surprised you were flagged for the muscle man pose in the Arizona State game? That came pretty quick.
The thing about that is I've been doing that same celebration for 2 years, you know, and it wasn't anything taunting a player or taunting their fans or anything like that. It's just kind of something that I had with my guys and the coaches on the team that we all kind of took part in and we all kind of enjoyed. And I have been doing it for years, and I never got any kind of penalty or anything like that. I don't feel that it was flagrant at all. But, you know, some refs have different opinions on things, and he threw the flag, so I got to take it.
A lot of people about that here,
I haven't been asked about it so far. Like I said, I think if you watched that, you could tell that it wasn't flagrant to anybody. You know, I wasn't doing it to taunt him. I wasn't doing it to taunt their fans. I was just doing it to, you know, bring some excitement, have a little bit of fun out there. And I know in college, you know, they don't allow a lot of that stuff, but I have been doing it for years. And I personally, if I would have known it would have been a penalty, believe me, I wouldn't have done it. That's not my character at all.
How many interviews have you done since you've been here?
I can't even count. I have on the 24th, I have about 12 of them on one day. So I think they're holding me off, and I have 12 on the 24th back to back to back. I've done a few just in the rooms down there with the coaches, you know, just kind of mingling and doing that kind of thing. But my actual interviews are all on 24th.
What's the weirdest question that you've gotten from a coach that you were thinking to yourself, like, what does this have to do with football?
Have you a coach asked me, what would I change about myself? And, you know, I looked at him and I said, well, I kind of like myself. if I chose, I wouldn't really change much, you know. So I think that might have been one of the weirdest questions I've got so far.
Cedric, there's a couple of tackles supposed to go at the top of this draft. As a player, would you rather have a lot of players competing for that one spot, or would you rather be, you know, the elite guy, the one guy, and have not a lot of competition to go in a certain spot?
I mean, that's kind of a hard question, because as a player, you know, you always thrive and when you always want competition. But then again, you know, it would be cool to be that elite guy, and I'm working towards being that elite guy. You know, you got Glenn Dorsey, who is a great tackle for LSU. I'm definitely looking forward to me and him are going to be battling for a lot of stuff, you know, in the next few months. So it's, you know, he throws a punch, I throw a punch, and it's going to come down to, you know, pretty slim pickings up there. I think it's like three of us in the top 15 or something like that. Teams need tackles, you know, and tackles are not something that you can make from a different position. You know, they're kind of boring. You know, everybody doesn't have the body type. So, it'll be interesting.
You and Joey Flacco, and you were probably two of the guys who got the hotter names in terms of the guys whose stocks are rising consistently. He said that he wouldn't like himself if he wasn't himself. Do you feel that same way?
Well, I can't really see myself being anybody else, you know. Like I told you before, I kind of like myself. But I really don't have a problem, you know, with anything that I got or my abilities like that. So I wouldn't, you know, you don't fix something that ain't broke, right?
Are you surprised that you're as hot as you are right now?
Oh no, I'm not surprised. You know, I worked hard to get here. You know, a lot of players in my position might have left a year ago. You know, and I chose to stay at school and finish my classes and get my degree from USC, and also at the same time be a great football player down there. We have a great system that, you know, puts a lot of players in the NFL. So I got with Coach Carroll, and we talked about that. It's been a lot of hard work, man, that got me here. So I wouldn't say I was surprised. I worked hard to get here.
Why should you be taking?
I'm thankful, but I'm not surprised.
Senator, you are sort of exhibit A of a guy who increased his value, boosted his value by staying in the first year. And obviously it can go either way, and an injury and all that stuff. Is this how you envision it playing out? Did you envision, obviously you aim for the total on those lines. I mean, did you think you'd be among the top five players in this draft?
Well, just even coming into college, you know, to be honest with you, I just tried to be as good as I can be. I never thought that it would get to this point. I hoped I could be this and or be that. But, you know, realistically, you never know what happens in this game. You know, you might get hurt. This might happen. And I'm just thankful, like I said, that God has allowed me to stay healthy for this long. And gave me the abilities that I have to go out there every week and perform at such a high level with guys that play at such a high level, you know. So I'm just thankful for those abilities. And, you know, I worked really hard for it. And Coach Carroll worked really hard coaching me and his staff. So I think with all that work put together, you know, you get a good product.
Do you do more questions?
Lloyd's of London, insurance policy or something after your junior year when you could come out to insure?
No, I didn't actually. I know of a lot of players who did. I didn't do that. I'm not saying that, you know, it's not smart, or I just didn't choose that route. I try not to think, and you know, I know it's real life, but you know, I try not to think in those contexts. You know, I might get hurt. I think if you think about that kind of stuff and that kind of attitude, you know, kind of jinx yourself. So I try to, you know, just keep that idea out of my mind, play full speed, and not stand around piles and things like that. And it's fared me well so far. Well, now that you mention that, a lot of those guys, I played with a lot of those guys that you're talking about, and I was just a young pup when, you know, Leinart and all those guys were, you know, coming into their time. So I think that was my first year playing, you know, and we were all young, and it's kind of transitioned to where now all the guys on defense are kind of getting older, and they're coming out, me and Lawrence Jackson and Terrell Thomas and, you know, all those guys. And it's kind of transitioning, you know. But we got some good players on offense here too. So
you mentioned Coach Carroll several times. He's always a candidate for NFL jobs. Do you think he'll ever make the leap back to the NFL, or do you see him being an SC?
I think Coach Carroll loves his job at SC right now. He has a real good down there. He has a great talent pool being in Southern California. He runs that team exactly how he wants it run. It's coordinated to what his likes and how he wants everything to go. And I think he's very comfortable down there. You know, I think he has everything he wants. You never know. You know, he might go back to the NFL and try it, but from what I see, I think he likes his job right there. I think he'll be there for a while. Yeah.